Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 22, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Atterbury to enter race for Howard County Executive. Del Vanessa E. Atterbury, D. Howard, has announced her decision to run for Howard County Executive in 2026, foregoing a potential re-election and shot at Speaker of the House. Atterbury, who recently turned 50, cited a tough budget session and milestone birthday as factors in her decision. She will make a formal announcement at an October 15 event. Atterbury joins Deb Jung and Del Jessica Feldmark in the race to succeed County Executive Calvin Ball, who is term limited. Both Atterbury and Feldmark serve on the House Ways and Means Committee, with Feldmark chairing the Revenue Subcommittee since 2023. Atterbury was named to lead the committee in 2022 by House Speaker Adrian Jones. Atterbury expressed that while the expectation was to potentially become the next speaker, she was approached over a year ago about running for county executive and decided to pursue that path.
Trumark Homes set to expand with two land deals in Riverside County. Trumark Homes, the award-winning Western U.S. home builder, has acquired land for two new residential communities in Riverside County. These developments will bring 314 new homes to the area, reinforcing the company's long-term investment in Southern California. Solara in Temescal Valley will offer 224 single-family detached homes, while Florida in Corona will feature 90 single-family and townhomes. These communities are strategically located near schools, restaurants, and major freeways for convenient access to amenities. Trumark Homes' expansion in Southern California reflects their commitment to meeting the housing needs of today's buyers. For more information, visit TrumarkHomes.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.